We started early this year, days ago. We hit some parties, we hit everyone I know of. Tied one on to a present in the fashion of a bow, yeah. And I'm trying to mean every place. That's how we get down for the holidays. Can't say exactly when, yeah, but we'll drop by. You bring the ice cream and I'll be apple pie. I like a rainbow candy cane. Call me settled in my ways, yeah. I'm not trying to eat and run, but I can't stay. Just how we get down for the holidays. Imagine it was colder, lovely winter, get better. Let's hit the dance floor, see everyone we know. We'll cut a rug and sneak up on the mistletoe. I'll sing a song or two with them, and then we best be on our way, yeah. Off to paint this moonlit town ablaze. Shake it for the ones who got away. And that's why we get down in the holidays. That's how we get down for the holidays.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 151. I am your host, Sid Souter. I've got a collection of holiday tunes here for you this week to get you through the holidays and through this time. Hopefully good on a road trip or just to play around the house while you're doing that holiday baking. Hopefully vegan and hopefully I get some. We start things off there with a track by Jenny O, also known as Annie Racks or Rakes, I'm not sure. That song is called Get Down for the Holidays. And I first heard of Jenny O probably about a month ago when I saw her playing keyboards for Rain Phoenix in LA. And since then, I see her everywhere. I do have her new EP, which will be on a future podcast. But that track there is from a holiday album released by Target, actually, called The Christmas Gig. You can download that free from, I believe, Target's website. And I feel a little bit marketed too, but it's a fantastic album with great tracks by Guster, by Best Coast with Waves, by Coconut Records, that's Jason Schwartzman's band, and of course that track there by Jenny O, which I really enjoy. Let's continue on here. I have a track here by Little and Ashley.
Snowflake in my pocket, let's take a sleigh ride on the ice. Northern lights are glowing and reflecting in your eyes. Underneath the starry sky, dream with me this winter night. Candles dancing in the air. Meet below the mistletoe. Bells ring in the square. Thank you.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright.
So merry
fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A day or two ago, the story I must tell. I went out in the snow, and on my back I fell. A gent was riding by in a one-horse open sleigh. He left us there a sprawling lie, but quickly drove away.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Get a bobtail pig, 240 as a speed.
How fast you'll
hitch
go.
Hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, he'll take the lead.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Remember earlier when I said I felt I was being marketed to? Do you feel the same now? That is Pomplamoose with the track Jingle Bells, of course, off the band's album Pomplamoose Christmas. That is a song that you have heard undoubtedly on Nissan commercials from the duo there in San Francisco. You can get that if you go to richmondbookdrive.com. You can go there. An Amazon wish list will pop up from an elementary school that needs books. You purchase any book off that list, and you'll get a little code, and you can download the band's, I think it's a 7-track Christmas EP. And it is worth every penny. Not only is the music good, but the cause is great, and it's even tax deductible. So this time of year, you can't really go wrong with that. Before that, Little and Ashley with the track Winter Night. That's on their Winter Night 3-song EP, another self-released album there. Came out in November. You may have heard them before on your television, as Little and Ashley not only are actors who you've seen on shows like Mad Men, but they do the commercials for Amazon, the holiday commercials for Amazon. So there you go. And that track can actually be downloaded for free on the Amazon website. But the whole 3-song EP is kind of cute too, so maybe you want to find that one. Let's see. I don't think I have any more commercials for you now. Let's dig back a bit, maybe back to 1981 for Joan Jett.
Bye.
time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, greeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even starlights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow brush, hear the kids laugh. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the glitter, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day. This is Billy Idol. I want to wish you a happy holiday and a very merry new year.
Yes, that is Billy Idol from his Christmas album called Happy Holidays, released in 2006. Of course, the song Silver Bells. That album is a disaster. I picked it up this year knowing it would be a disaster, but there you go. And before that was Twisted Sister, also from 2006, with their A Twisted Christmas album and a version of Come, O Come All Ye Faithful, which evidently... We're Not Going to Take It was kind of borrowed from intentionally back in the day, so they've just put them back together, I guess. That album, horrible. Couldn't even listen to all of it, so there you go. And before that, Joan Jett with Little Drummer Boy, and I've got a confession to make on that one. I'm kind of cheating. Joan Jett's label, Black Heart Records, just released a Christmas album with tracks from all of their bands. Girl in a Coma, Dolly Rotts, others, and they included that Joan Jett track. Well, I tried to listen to that album, and I couldn't get through it. Just wasn't a big fan, though I did, so I didn't actually even buy the album. That track, however, was released originally on the I Love Rock and Roll album in 1981, and then pulled off after the Christmas season was over. But on a new 1998 reissue of the album, they put that track back on, and that's where I have that song. So I don't actually have the new Black Hearts Christmas album that just came out. Instead, I kind of pulled that song from an older album, but I'm cheating. Let's see what else I have for you here. Let's go a little more traditional here. An album that I picked up that is one of the best-selling Christmas albums of all time. Here's a little something from Andy Williams.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There
always for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Sleigh bells ring, I am listening. In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we roll along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am.
But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid all the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. We can build a snowman
and give him a name and call him Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? And we will say, no, man. But now you can do the job whenever you're in town. Later on, maybe we'll conspire as we dream of sitting by the fire to face unafraid all the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
And that wins for my favorite new Christmas album of the year. That is the Pupini Sisters with the song Winter Wonderland on their album Christmas with the Pupini Sisters. Of course, they're not sisters, but just paying tribute to the Andrews Sisters in so many ways. But I don't mind that aping. I love those tight 40s harmonies. And I think that's a really interesting arrangement. So yay there. And that is an album that came out on Verve Records in October of this year. Do pick that one up. It really is a good album, and your mom will love it, if your mom is anything like my mom. Before that, Andy Williams with, of course, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, one of his signature songs. That is from the 1963 album, the Andy Williams Christmas album. As I said, one of the biggest selling Christmas albums of all time. And I guess I can tell you right now how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. In this case, over the last month or so, I've been picking up holiday albums, either being shipped to me from promo and PR people or just picking them up because that's the sort of guy I am. I've collected a few of those, and that's what you're listening to today. I also kind of peeked at the other new releases of holiday albums. Annie Lennox has a new one out. I listened to that, and it scared me a lot. The Indigo Girls have a new one, and yeah, that's not really my thing either. So what we have here is the collection that I've come up with, and I've got one more for you here to end it all. I've got If this isn't the best-selling Christmas album of all time, it probably should be. Also from 1963, originally released on Phil's Records, which is Phil Spector's label. And now I believe it's under the control of Sony. A Christmas Gift for You from Phil's Records, or Phil Spector, as the re-releases say. This is Darlene Love with the track Christmas. Baby, Please Come Home. You've heard it a million times, and you'll continue to hear it again because it is a wonderful song and such a great arrangement and such a fantastic recording with that wall of sound. So thank you very much for listening. I'll be back next week with new music for you. Until then, happy holidays.